HBO's The Last of Us shows lesbian character declaring, "I'm gonna be a dad." By Alana Mastrangelo on May 8, 2025. HBO's Season 2 of The Last of Us has viewers fuming as the show about surviving and avenging murder in a post-apocalyptic society began honing in on a lesbian love story that even features a female main character declaring, "I'm gonna be a dad," after finding out her bisexual girlfriend conceived a child with a mutual friend. "So, we're having a baby? I mean, we, and also, I guess, Jesse," Bella Ramsey's character, Ellie, asks Isabella Merced's character, Dina, in episode 4 of the post-apocalyptic series season 2, before adding, "So we're all having a baby. Holy shit. I'm gonna be a dad." Watch below. Viewers took to social media to lambaste the episode, with one ex-user calling it one of the wokest episodes of TV of all time, adding, "This show is cooked. Go woke. Go broke." Is it too much to ask to leave this woke nonsense out of entertainment? The Officer Tatum show host Brandon Tatum asked. "The Last of Us Season 2 is the biggest piece of dog shit I've ever watched," another ex-user proclaimed. The woke mind virus mental illness runs deep in Hollywood, conservative commentator Gunther Eagleman commented. "The Last of Us Season 2 is not a serious show," another declared. "WTF am I watching?" another ex-user exclaimed. "The best part was when she said I'm pregnant then ran to her lesbian lover and kissed as if they made it by fingering each other," another remarked, adding, "Absolute trash. Just watching is a laugh now. Thanks for nothing at HBO." Was this really in hashtag The Last of Us? One seemingly bewildered ex-user asked, sharing a still shot featuring Dina showing Ellie several pregnancy tests she urinated on in the middle of their mission to avenge another character, followed by Ellie's declaration that she will be a dad. At another point in the episode, Dina complains to Ellie about her mother telling her she is not bisexual, suggesting the remark ruined the trajectory of her life. "When I was little, I told my mother I liked boys and I liked girls. And she said, 'No, you like boys,'" Merced's character said, adding, "I got stuck." Watch below. "I tried to make things work with Jesse, because I like him. I do, I think he's a really good guy, but he wasn't the one," Dina continued. "Still kept trying anyway. Couldn't let myself just be." Notably, this conversation transpires while the characters are far from home, in the middle of an avenging mission, after having just gotten into a shootout with their adversaries and infected people, and after one of the teenage girls took down a full-grown man carrying a rifle with her bare hands. The Last of Us Season 2 literally opens with a small woman defeating a large, muscular man in 1v1 combat, one ex-user observed, before asking, "Why is everything so stupid? I thoroughly enjoyed the first season. I even looked past the part about the two gay guys that were preppers and survived on their own for years. Because it was believable," another explained, referring to the third episode of the show's first season. The ex-user went on to lament over the second season killing the main character off in the second episode, and then following that up with what is basically an LGBT commercial now. "In the real post-apocalyptic world, none of that shit's gonna fucking matter whatsoever," the ex-user continued. "Why do they force us to accept it like it's normal when it's such a tiny percentage of the population in real life? They took a wonderful idea and a premise and force-fed us a woke agenda," the ex-user added. Another pointed out that the woke second season of The Last of Us has even randomly introduced Pride Town, adding, "Episode 4 just beats you over the head with the propaganda. I don't know why they ruined this show. The gay stuff isn't even in the video game," another ex-user said, referring to the video game the series is based off of. "What sucks the most is how they take such a cool game, what could have been a kick-ass show, and turned it gay to virtue signal to 1% of the world's population while pissing off and alienating the 99%, another wrote. As Breitbart News reported, before Season 2 kicked off last month, Merced celebrated the ramp-up of gay content in the then-forthcoming season, saying, "The gays are going to be fed. Like, they're going to be so happy. I love it." The actress also praised the production because they hired a gay woman to edit the scenes between herself and Ramsey. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.